Hi, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
So we are here today to discuss the finale of season 5. I love a charade.
I love charades.
Me too.
I think this is a play on I love a parade.
Yeah.
But hold on. Two things. The first one is we got that message about how one of the girls in the vibrator store, more commonly known as Brookstone.
Sharper Image.
They're the same, like, brand, right?
I have no idea.
But you know what a Brookstone is.
Sure.
Okay, it's like the same kind of idea. So yeah, the vibrator store, formerly known as Sharper Image, was one of the girls in...
Yeah, I meant to, I honestly had looked up this episode, because even as I was saying she looked familiar, I was like, she's the one from that episode. And I believe it was Three is a Crowd.
Yeah, she's a sweet suburban school teacher looking for someone in a personal ad.
Yeah, I remember, once again, I remember like thinking I should just go look at that because that's probably what it is, but that does make sense.
And I'm sure a show like this just recycled actors because there were so many.
Yeah.
Like little actors. And then my second butthole Don.
So many little actors.
There were so many like little parts.
Right.
But there are no small parts, only small actors. The second one is guess what opened today? Reopened today.
What did reopen today?
Pastis.
Oh. Where?
Meatpacking.
Oh, same. Interesting.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Pastis.
Yeah, so we should go there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's just like it's always on there. And I was on Twitter today and Eater was like, the reopening of Pastis.
Interesting. Yeah, Pastis was like a huge, it's part of what brought meatpacking into the prominence that it achieved.
Yeah. They were like, it's still spacious and beautiful. It just, you can't smell the meatpacking district anymore because you probably used to be able to. I looked at the menu. It looks very similar to like a French roast, which would make sense.
Yeah. So I Love a Charade. This originally aired September 8th, 2002, written by Cindy Chupac and MPK, directed by Michael Engler. So our DVD recap is a relationship without the Zaza Zoo. Carrie and friends head out to the Hamptons for the surprising wedding of Mitzi and Bobby. Carrie runs into Jack Berger and almost runs over him. No. Samantha throws more than just a party at Richard's house in the Hamptons. Charlotte finds her walls falling when it comes to love. Miranda goes from ex to sex and has a hard time with the consequences. Not all of that really worked, but mm-mm. That's fine. You get the gist.
In this ever-expanding galaxy called New York City, there are certain heavenly bodies one orbits around every day. And then there are those stars whose gravitational pull one drifts in and out of over the years.
And we just sort of talk about the people that we orbit around every day, like you.
Mm-hmm.
And those we see from time to time. Like, you know, you have those friends that you love and you have great affection for.
Yeah.
And you see them once every 3 years.
Right.
And that's very New York. And it's probably very everywhere, but it feels very New York.
And you always say, let's get coffee.
Yeah. And you mean it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot happening in New York. And yeah, so we're introduced to Bobby Fine.
Played by Nathan Lane. And I think this is, they are like an homage to Michael Feinstein.
I think so as well. Yeah, he's a, you know.
Whom I adore.
Yeah. And 54 Below is now named for.
Right, because there used to be Feinsteins at the Regency. But now it's Feinstein to 54 Below. Yes. I was probably the youngest Michael Feinstein fan. I've been a fan since I was like 7.
Yeah, Nathan Lane, for the record, 3-time Tony Award winner. And just sort of plays like the piano guy, singing a song.
He plays Nathan Lane.
I usually do this number at home in a pink caftan and a piggly wig. Like, you've never done the same thing after 3 daiquiris?
I can see that.
I know this character. I mean, he does a great job at it, but yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, this is perfect for him.
He refers to Carrie Bradshaw as a celebrity friend. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go with Carrie as a celebrity.
Okay.
We've kind of said that it seems like she's becoming famous.
Yeah.
I do like that he refers to books as the primitive form of DVDs.
I was like, you remember DVDs?
Yeah, the primitive form of streaming.
Yeah. Mike still gets DVDs.
I still
DVDs.
Like a DVD. I still like to own a DVD or a Blu-ray.
For some reason, he usually has a DVD delivery every time I'm here.
Very
of some
often.
Sort. Whether it's from Netflix.
It's a little bit of an Amazon addiction, to be honest with you. I'm trying to temper it.
All right.
Though, well, I did, like, just last week have a really bad week, so I spent, like, $50 on 6 new DVDs.
I didn't know you were having a bad week, Mike.
It was a long, busy, you know, I don't want to say, like, bad, but it was...
You are supported.
Thank you very much. Yeah, is that all there is? He's singing. I only bring it up because we're going to revisit this song later on.
The house is burning down.
Is that a lyric?
Like, that's, like, what the song's about, isn't it?
I guess so. That's all there is. Charlotte's confused by the cat's kitten joke, which I think is a weird joke to be confused by.
How long have you two known each other?
Oh, let's put it this way. Cats was just kitten.
Yeah, she's
Charlotte.
Yeah, but she likes cats.
She does.
Oh, I love
cats.
Medic.
We are then introduced to Bitsy Von Muffling.
Bitsy Von Muffling, this is Carrie, Miranda, Samantha, and the one who liked cats.
Which reminds me of the character in Thoroughly Modern Millie, Muzzy Van something.
Oh, you don't know the character's name, and I don't either, so I can't really make fun of you, but...
Yeah, Muzzy Van Hofsmeer, I think. Yes!
There you go. Good job.
Yes!
I always want to call her Mitzi, I think, just because I want to put the muffling with the Bitsy. Anyway, this is played by Julie Houston. You just saw her.
Yes, in Tootsie.
Yeah, she's in the Broadway musical Tootsie.
Yes, and that all there is... I stood there shivering in my pajamas and watched the whole world go up in flames. Yeah.
It's a very optimistic song.
But I'm just saying, like, I was like, is it the house on fire?
Bitsy, Samantha Jones, I did PR for your museum benefit.
Ah, Samantha, of course. I loved you.
How are you?
Fabulous. How are you?
Delirious. I'm madly in love and getting married.
Oh.
Big, big, big Hampton's wedding.
Oh, congratulations. Who's the lucky stud?
Me.
And Carrie laughs wildly. And then realizes that it's not a joke.
Yep. We are unfianced.
And I guess that what we haven't really, we won't beat around the bush because the series doesn't. And for the record, this is a commentary episode. And Michael Patrick King doesn't beat around the bush either. This guy is gay. This character is gay.
Okay, so see, I was wondering if it was like, because there are those people in your life that you just assume are gay.
Right.
But you don't really know because they haven't, like, you haven't asked, which I think is a good thing, by the way, because I hate it when someone's like, oh, I didn't know that that person was gay. And it's like, well, why would you? Unless they were talking about a relationship with you. You know, people don't introduce themselves and say, like, I'm Carrie Bradshaw, I'm straight.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty, and I guess the one
anyway,
thing-
my point being, I guess I just didn't know if he had come out to Carrie in the past.
And I guess the thing that isn't addressed by anyone on the show or by Michael Patrick King is it's never said in the past he said, I am a gay man. It's never referred to, like, I don't even know that we've referred to the fact that he's had past male relationships.
Right.
So that part isn't really drawn all that clearly. But when you listen to the commentary, it really is alluded to that he's gay. Like, it's always been just known that he's gay.
Right.
So I don't know.
Which, honestly, though, and we'll get to this more in the end, this was the most, I thought, forward-thinking, progressive Sex in the City episode that I actually left a good taste in my mouth, as opposed to some of the others. And we'll get to why.
Yeah, Mr. Broadway has to go tinkle before he can tinkle.
Yeah, that has to be the gayest sentence ever uttered. And I said, no. I've got a few. Mostly, probably, from Mike Jensen.
Like what?
Just how about, like, the first time I ever really hung out with you, you went into a 45-minute essay on Madonna's performance in Evita?
Oh, it's an important performance. I like that Bitsy sort of offhandedly invites Samantha to the wedding.
Yeah.
I also want to just point out right now, doesn't she have a line of, like, big, big, big wedding in the Hamptons?
Yeah.
Just keep that in your brain.
Yeah,
like, think it's funny. It's already a big, big wedding, but you have to come, Samantha.
Also, someone mentions that he was one of the original investors in Chorus Line, and now that's the gayest sentence ever uttered. They say that. I didn't do that, steal that line, but
yeah, when the four ladies are left alone, they just sort of discuss, and Carrie pretty confidently states that this wedding is never going to happen.
In 1988, Bobby Fine announced that he was going to sell his piano bar downtown and go volunteer with Nicaraguan orphans. The orphans are still waiting. This wedding will never happen.
So yeah, we get to four ladies at brunch, and it's happening.
It's happening. And what are they drinking? It looks like a watery iced tea, so maybe it's like an iced green tea.
But there is ice in their drinks.
There is ice in there.
I feel like this must have been the invention of fake ice.
Okay.
I mean, I'm totally making that up. I
have
no idea.
Yeah, I would hope they invented it before this.
But I feel like they've just never used it before, maybe.
Yeah, Miranda's hair looks good.
Samantha doesn't know where they should stay. And Carrie thinks there are bigger questions.
Yeah. Yes. Samantha doesn't know where they should stay. She should have stayed with Richard.
I like that she says that I could have stayed with him. I'm a fool to break up with him before Labor Day. Like, you couldn't stay with him till the next day when you had a plane ride home.
But we've had this conversation before when it was when they go to the Hamptons the first time.
Gotcha.
I don't remember the episode, but remember where
20-something girls versus 30-something women.
Yeah, they have this conversation about, like, dating someone with a share in the Hamptons is great.
It is. It would almost be worth dating someone. I do kind of... It's a bit of a tricky situation as we talk about this marriage. But I kind of get Miranda's point of, like, it's the love part that annoys her. Like, why can't they just say, we've decided to go... And once again, we're going to get to the fact that there is love involved,
right,
in whatever way you want to say it. But I sort of understand Miranda's thing of, like, just tell us the truth. Be like, maybe we do love each other. This isn't the perfect situation, but we've decided to make this work.
Right, but I think we find out later in the episode that's not the truth.
Right. So we will get there. But I remember watching this and kind of being with Miranda in the moment.
I find the love facade the most offensive part. We're adults. We can handle it. Bitsy should say I'm getting older and I want companionship, or Bobby should say the hot men don't go for me anymore, but don't print up invitations and call it love as if love transforms people and changes molecules, because that's bullshit.
Yeah, kind of, yes.
And not,
yes,
not that I stay with her the whole time, but in the moment being like, yeah, I kind of get what she's saying there.
They're all wearing a lot of patterns.
Okay, lots of patterns. Miranda says she wouldn't go if you paid her. It's like there's a pink suede elephant in the middle of the room. Okay, so now we're going to get to a term that we've used once in the DVD recap that drives our good friend Annabelle up the wall.
Okay.
And that is the Zaza Zoo.
Oh, yes.
And how do you sustain a relationship without the Zaza Zoo? And that is defined as the butterflies in your stomach. And I will say there is another episode where they talk about the butterflies in the stomach and refer to that as just the worry that he might leave. And I think we kind of discussed it in that episode. I actually wonder what scientifically the butterflies in your stomach is. That nervous feeling.
I don't think it's scientifically.
There has to be some scientific reason why it happens. There has to be like a fight or flee something going on there.
I'm still thinking about Zaza Zoo and how, like, I have a few things. Like, I think of the character from The Lion King that sings the morning report. Zaza, I think, is his name.
Completely unnecessary song.
It's a great song.
I hate that song so much.
And I'm also thinking of Zubily Zoo.
What's that?
It was that show from the 80s into 90s with all the people dressed as, like, zoo animals, starring Ben Vereen.
Okay.
Yeah, and they would, like, dance around. And so, I don't know, I guess I'm just thinking, like, is a relationship without Ben Vereen dressed as a zebra?
Probably not.
No, absolutely not.
Charlotte announces that she's sort of seeing someone.
I'm seeing someone, sort of.
You're sort of seeing someone. It's just like, he's so not my type, but I think I might really like him.
Well, her type sucks.
Yeah, her type does suck, so it's probably for the best.
Is the sex bad, too? It's the best sex of my life.
So we get to Harry and Charlotte eating pizza in bed.
Charlotte's blotting the grease on her pizza. Yeah. And every time someone does that, I'm like, are you supposed to do that? Am I gross for not doing that?
I don't think you're supposed to do that, but I think some people do it just to, like, avoid some of the extra oil.
Okay.
Also, it's funny, upon re-watching it, I watched this episode twice before we recorded this, and the first time I wrote, I am kind of grossed out by the oil, like, getting everywhere. And then if you watch it again, it's not an oily pizza at all.
Okay.
Like, it's just her, her selling of it being oily that makes you think that it's greasy pizza.
Well, I'm shocked they're eating in her bed.
Me too. And I feel like this is kind of like a Harry thing.
And maybe it's something like Harry does something to her, you know.
So he invites her to the wedding. He's been invited to this huge, huge, huge wedding in the Hamptons. And she can't go because she's not ready for swimsuit season.
What? You're a fucking knockout.
Which is clearly not the reason.
No.
She quickly admits it's not her, it's him.
And his back hair.
And he says, this is how I was born. I'm just now picturing that little baby with just a hairy back.
But also, I love the way Harry responds to her. Because, like, he's like, okay. Like, he's kind of...
Throughout the entire episode.
Yeah, he's very Steve in, like, some of, like, his... like, answers nonchalantness, but he also, you can tell, is super confident, which is not Steve. So he's like, yeah, like, he has no attachment to his back hair.
He suggests he get waxed, and he's like, okay,
yeah,
I'll get it waxed if you come to the wedding. And yeah, it very much sets up their dynamic, and I really like their dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
So Carrie's writing her column and sort of wonders what it takes to make a relationship work till death do us part. Elise, thoughts?
Well, people drink a lot of orange juice in TV shows.
They do. That is true.
Like, how many grown women or men do you know that, like, before they go to bed...
Just want a glass of orange juice.
Or even have it in their fridge.
I have grapefruit juice, but it's just to mix with vodka.
Yeah, and how much of it do you actually mix with your vodka?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah, you just, like, introduce it to the glass. yeah, is a relationship without the Zaza Zoo? Zaza Zoo sounds super gay, by the way. So if we're talking about that, I think that Bitsy and Bobby's relationship has quite a bit of Zazazoo.
I do think you have to have had it at some point. And
yeah, and I think most relationships do. And I think that, like everything in life, it just changes. I'm not in a long-term relationship till death do me part. Death do me part. I don't know, because I think even in this episode, we realize that that relationship does have the Zazazoo.
In whatever form it is.
Yeah, so maybe Carrie should be more open-minded in her zoo. Or her Zaza.
We have a very brief Richard phone message cameo.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of want to know if he got paid for that.
This is Richard. You have 30 seconds.
And Samantha has decided that she's going to stay at his Hamptons house and throw a party, and he's not invited.
Yeah.
I do a bit wonder about the logistics. Like, does she have a key somewhere?
Did he ever agree to it? We never find out.
Did we know he's not going to be there that weekend?
Right.
It's, I mean, we'll ignore all of it because it makes for a fun storyline.
Yeah, she's like, since it's the closest thing either one of us will ever get to marriage.
Yeah, so she's taking over the house. Miranda arrives home and Steve is napping. It is funny that, like, just watching this scene, I'm like, ugh, it's hot in New York.
Because yeah.
It has that feeling of those hot New York days.
Does she have an air conditioner? They have a fan on.
Yeah, there's a fan going. I would think that kind of building has, like, central air.
Perhaps.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah, and she lays on the bed.
For the record, this is a glimpse of Cynthia Nixon being pregnant.
Okay.
So you asked earlier, we talked earlier about she had been padded for most of this season. This is an instance of, like, Cynthia Nixon is now not as far along as
Sarah Jessica.
Sarah Jessica's like 7 months pregnant at this point. So Miranda, I think, is Miranda. Cynthia Nixon is like 5 or 6 months pregnant. So this really is Cynthia Nixon pregnant. Just kind of worked out nicely for that storyline, I guess.
And she sits down and there's flowers.
There's lilacs.
I thought,
I love
did Magda bring those? But no.
No, Steve brought them from his ma's garden.
From the ma garden. And then they have sexy time.
This develops very quickly.
With her heels on.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
I know, but I'm surprised she laid on the bed with her shoes on.
I'm surprised she walked into the apartment
just
with her
shoes
on.
Just because that's not comfortable.
Right.
You know?
Maybe it's just the Luke.
Yeah, but I would take those off. I used to fall asleep in my heels on, but...
For other reasons.
For other reasons.
So we're on the road to the Hamptons.
Lots
and Miranda,
of hats.
Yeah, lots of hats. I think that makes
including
sense.
Including Brady.
I like it. Ah, it's so cute.
I want those French fries.
Oh, me too. Those look really good.
I slept with Steve.
Miranda admitted they were somewhere between friends and lovers, somewhere between Manhattan and the Hamptons.
Oh, that's why you decided to participate in the charade. You're fleeing.
For the record, they're really in New Jersey. That's where this is. I think this place
That's where the creamy freeze.
Creamy freeze. Yeah, this is a particular one. One that's in New Jersey. What they had wanted to, they had wanted to film at a place actually along the road to the Hamptons called Gracie's, but I don't know if it like had just happened, but it was a bank. They turned it into a bank, so they had to like find a different location. So they're New Jersey filming here. And I sort of heard quote of like, you can't have a kid with someone and get along and have great sex without giving the wrong impression.
Yeah.
That being what, that you're happy?
Which, yeah, we're getting into some interesting territory here.
I like that they refer to Brady as shitty pants.
Yeah, Samantha's having a very enthusiastic conversation about her party.
And Shitty Pants here is not invited.
There's a no baby policy. And I am...
He's turning my lunch, not my party.
Come on. Ruining your lunch. That's
or
so
ruining
silly.
My lunch, sorry.
Carrie goes off to get ketchup, and along comes...
Burger.
There's Burger.
And Carrie just starts pumping ketchup all over herself.
She goes crazy with
the
ketchup.
She just needs to learn how to, like, act in any situation that's... mildly stressful. Also, I did this on my phone, so autocorrect. Carrie just starts pumpkin ketchup.
Pumpkin ketchup sounds terrible.
Also, I hate packets of condiments, so pumps forever.
Burger takes his helmet off. We have kind of like a sort of a superhero moment, I feel like.
She has Ron ketchup Livingston. All over her face. Yeah. Why? What does he do?
He just like whips the helmet off and looks kind of, you know.
I thought maybe he was like in the Marvel family.
No. Carrie comments on his motorcycle, and he says he bought it in response to his breakup.
It was exactly what I wanted. A burger with a side of single.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He sort of like cleans the ketchup off her lip, which feels very intimate to
me. Oh, I just was grossed out.
Oh, I liked it. I want someone to clean ketchup off my lip. He jokes about not being able to ride well.
I pulled over because
you know, bug hit my visor, and my hands are still shaking.
Yeah, I guess it's just important for me to say right now that I think that he's so cute.
Yeah, Mike like, I'm really excited into Berger.
He's so cute, and he's funny, and I love that little moment of she calls him uneasy writer, and he kind of has that, like, laugh and then a growl, and yeah, I like me some Berger. And she invites him to the party that Samantha's throwing. And has he already heard about it?
He's he had heard about it.
I don't really know what that means. But yeah, they exchange some nice to see yous, and that's kind of it for their conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha is setting up Richard's house for the party, and some ladies arrive.
This is when I thought, well, I hope Richard agreed to this party. Right. Yeah, some ladies arrive coming out of the car. I hear them go, did you bring my merits? And I'm like, well, Carrie probably has some.
You just ask Carrie.
We don't know what kind she has today. Oh, she quit, though.
I guess that she has not been smoking.
No, I mean, she's pregnant.
She is pregnant.
But she probably has some emergency one somewhere.
Yeah, Amy, Cassandra, and Shane.
Yeah, not Reese Witherspoon, by the way. I was like, oh, that one's Reese Witherspoon. And I looked and it wasn't.
How dare you?
The waitstaff is to change in the guest cottage down near the entrance.
And they're just here to hang by the pool. And they go to restaurants. They don't work in them, so they can go to hell. That's what I wrote.
Oh. Yikes.
Yeah, they're awful, but whatever.
Excuse me. Well, where are you going? Richard told us we could hang by the pool whenever.
He insists that they'll be fried by 3, and that's when the party starts. Yeah, we know it's a classy party because a bossa nova is playing.
Ooh. Blame it on the bossa nova.
Yeah. And the double D's are still at the party. Yeah. Freeloading.
Freeloading.
People in glass houses.
I am not freeloading. I went through a lot with Richard. And people should be rewarded for not getting married as well.
This is a... We are, leading up to something here with a glass house comment. Yeah, the double D's then get naked.
And Samantha we do some boob off. Close-ups.
Yeah, boob close-ups. Carrie has her... Well, she has her little parasol. And
yeah.
It distracts. If you don't look at that parasol, you look at her pregnant belly.
Oh, I didn't look at her
I'm
pregnant belly.
I'm telling you, the trick is there. It's on purpose. If you don't focus on that, you're like, she's pregnant. Yeah, Charlotte thinks it's inappropriate. And Harry thinks they're fake. I don't know that their boobs are fake.
None of them looked fake.
Yeah, like one of them actually doesn't, you know, is...
Have big boobs.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
They have big... The ones with big boobs don't look fake.
Yeah, they look pretty natural to me, but
stop saying tits.
Yeah. Charlotte criticizes his shirt, and he takes it off.
Oh my God, you're back. You must have had a bad reaction to the waxing.
Oh yeah, I thought it felt a little itchy.
Ew.
Suddenly a little hair isn't looking so bad, huh?
Yeah, it did not go well.
Mike, are we telling the pizza story?
This once happened to not my back. Let's just put it that way. And I was very glad that I had tested it out before going on vacation. When the day that I had some hair removed, I was like, that's amazing. And it looks great. And then 2 days later, pizza.
What did it look like?
Pizza. Just like this. It was pretty bad. This apparently also happened to Michael Patrick King. This is based on his situation of once getting his back waxed and then this happening. Yeah, waxing isn't for everybody.
I like Harry and Charlotte together.
Yeah, we're going to continue with this, but just their dynamic is very... She's a little nitpicky, and he just does not care. And I feel
but
like,
he's not, like, trying to annoy her, which I
no,
like.
No, he's just like, whatever, girl.
Because a lot of
fine.
Times in these types of relationships, it's very easy for the... I guess if you have, like, you know, like, the straight man and the other guy, like, it's very easy for, like, the not Charlotte to pick on Charlotte.
Well,
and
you he usually doesn't really. You usually have the typical relationship, especially on TV, is the shrewish wife who's just, I don't, da da da, and the husband is like, ah, to the moon. Like that's the normal dynamic right. for a married couple, and not that they're married, but, like, a couple on TV is for the
Alice
wife to
and
be.
Ralph.
Yeah. Like, the wife is kind of nitpicky, the husband hates her in return, and that's just a relationship, folks. And I like that as we go along, we see that, yeah, Charlotte can be a little nitpicky, and Harry doesn't really care, it doesn't bother him, and in return, it diffuses Charlotte.
Right.
So we get to Bitsy discussing how good Bobby is in bed.
Harry, woman to woman, the sex is amazing! I've never had a man make me feel this way.
And it's just that thing of, like, why would you ever do that?
Bitsy doesn't seem to have a filter.
No, not really. So, yeah, Bitsy's telling Carrie and Stanford how great Bobby is, and Marcus arrives, and things get even more awkward.
Why is Bobby being such a creeper?
I know. But, you know, I mean, I'm trying to think of what Michael Patrick King said in the commentary of that it is putting, like, meat in front of the hungry lion. Bobby wants this. Like,
right,
he's
but I mean,
this
at least
woman.
Wait till his wife isn't there.
No, it's very...
He is on fiance.
She thinks it's hilarious.
He is on fiance.
Like, she's not bothered by it. I sort of get the feeling that she knows that he's gay. He knows that he's gay. He's able to make this work with her, and she loves him anyways. Like, in the moment of what feels so awkward and inappropriate, I think is actually a sign that maybe things are okay. That, like, everyone's aware of what's happening.
I will not marry you, Mike Jensen.
That's fine.
And then they're talking about him miming grated cheese. Yeah. I don't think it was mimed. I think he was...
He just full on did it. Yeah, because Bitsy has spotted the Talcutts and they have to go say hello. He grabs her ass on the way.
I thought of Talbots.
Talbots?
This is just a store that Bitsy would probably shop at.
It's so obvious that he wanted him.
Try to keep up. Bobby is straight. What is she doing?
Maybe he just makes her laugh.
Yeah, Marcus.
Super smart Marcus all of a sudden.
Smarcus.
Charlotte has a lot of criticism for Harry, but once again, he just makes her laugh.
Yeah, ew, sauce face again.
Can't you wait till we sit down to eat? It's so crass.
Question. Is there anything about me today that doesn't bug you?
He doesn't like... She's like, you have sauce on your face. And he's like, now you do too. And she could be like, that's gross. But she laughs. It's funny. Like, I just like... I love this dynamic. I think the two of them together are great. Carrie asks Samantha why Bitsy found the need to tell her the sex was amazing, which I have that same question.
Because it is amazing. She's amazed he's able to get hard without another penis in the room.
And then Samantha wonders if Richard slept with any of the cocoa butter bitches.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably at the same time.
Probably together. There's probably a video somewhere. Burger arrives and Carrie gets giddy. And I like this on Carrie. I like her, like, thanks for throwing a party. And she sort of, like, giggles as she goes off to, like, get ready. She has a crush.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute. And we get to Carrie and Burger talking amidst the butterflies. For the record, we're in a different location. They built that, there's sort of that...
Trellis?
Yeah, sure. They built that to make it look like we're still in the Hamptons, but we're not there anymore. But it works very, very well.
Yeah, and the thing about this scene is that what Carrie is saying about her relationship and all that stuff to Burger, I'm like, finally, she's admitting it, and she sounds actually like a sane human being that should be telling this to her girlfriends and or therapist.
Right, yeah.
Not to Burger.
We start discussing breakups, which... leads to talk of relationships.
And it just gets harder as we get older because we're not dating wildly inappropriate people anymore. You know, there's no, glad that's over.
Right, right.
And Carrie maybe goes too far.
And after every breakup, I tell myself, I'm never doing this again. It's too hard. I mean, how many of these things can one person survive?
And this would so be me. Like, I'm so that person that there's a line from Merrily Roll Along where Mary says... I say too much and then go home and suffer. That's not exactly the line, but it's something like that. Mm-hmm. And that's totally me. Like, I'm that person that is like, she refers to herself later on as emotionally slutty. I think it is. And totally 100% I would do this. I've definitely had conversations with people that I barely know.
About like, Evita and Madonna?
No, about much more personal things. And then like cried on the walk to the train thinking, why did I say all of that? It's too much, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel Carrie here. Burger has to get going. He rips that jacket out from under her and almost kills himself taking off on the motorcycle. So we get to the girls raiding the refrigerator.
Looking for Tab.
At least they have their tops on.
And Rice Krispie treats.
Richard usually has
Tab. Did Richard go back to 1982 for them?
And he usually leaves Rice Krispie treats just around the house. Like, oh, yeah. I got a treat. It's so silly. And she sort of comments on their fake breasts. And they clap back pretty well like, maybe if you looked like this, you'd be here with Richard, which is rude, but she
deserves it.
She maybe deserves that. And then, yeah, she lets it go with that cantaloupe right through the window.
Just throwing.
And I guess that reaction from the extras and from Sarah Jessica Parker on the other side is pretty genuine because they didn't know when it was going to happen. I think that the piece of fruit was thrown a little bit more aggressively than they thought it was going to be. So, like, it went a little bit further. But it's pretty funny. And I like Gary's reaction of, like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty genuine. So we get to the next morning at Stanford and Marcus's. They're with the baby.
A lot of pastries.
Oh, I just wanted to eat all of those. I said they're just eating delicious carbs. What?
You're like, all of those.
All of those. I just want those, like, muffins with, like, butter and jam. Makes me miss a muffin at Sarah Beth's.
I'm sure they have gluten-free now.
Boo.
You're gluten-free.
I am. I really wanted breakfast watching this.
How about these muffins?
how about these eggs?
Yeah, this is where she says that she was emotionally slutty.
Yeah, and she talks about how Berger left so quickly she could show them his skid marks.
She means in the road.
Don't show me Berger's skid marks.
Only you went there.
I doubt it.
Very on brand for Elise
Castle. I doubt I'm the only person that thought of poopy undies when they said skid marks.
Most of them were 15, though.
Well...
Yeah, Miranda goes to get coffee, and Carrie, you know, says, Stanford, you found it. Mm-hmm. Like, we've all been looking for it, and you found it. And then we get the revelation.
Marcus and I haven't had sex since we bought the Cynthia Rowley china.
Thank God, I am so relieved.
And then I can't decide if you say out loud, thank God, I'm so relieved.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of an interesting response.
I mean, I think if it was, like, your best friend, you could say that.
Sure.
Like, I'm sorry, but thank God.
There's no I'm sorry, though. She just is full-on relieved. We cut to a tiny wedding.
A tiny wedding.
Where not everybody even gets a chair, though.
Bitsy might be in a character heel.
Yeah, there aren't that many people at the wedding. There are random people standing behind the chairs. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what they were going for with this shot. Carrie's hair.
Great.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a little bit crazy.
Oh, maybe it's crazy. I don't remember.
It's like straight on the side and straight on top.
Oh, weird.
It's very odd hairdo.
Carrie's hair.
That's literally, I have one sentence, just Carrie's hair. So they're all just sort of tossing around caddy remarks while the wedding is happening.
Do you mind? I'm listening to the bride and bride.
And Harry impresses by tossing his bitchy hat in the ring.
Something tells me Bitsy isn't doing fine.
And that's the little piece of information she's been von muffling.
I'm a little bit like, let's wait for the wedding to be over before we're making all the bitchy comments. And then Bitsy actually has a kind of touching moment. Like, her vows are pretty beautiful.
You are there for me in the morning, there for me at night, there in the good, there in the bad, there in my thoughts, there in my dreams. But most of all, my darling, you are there in my heart.
And maybe they found something real.
Yeah.
And then we have the kiss, and one more time for the cheap seats in the back. It is a little over the top, but I think we're supposed to expect that Bobby Fine is a little over the top. So we cut to dancing, and Harry sort of... summoning Charlotte over to dance with him.
There's nothing on my face, nothing in my teeth. I'm sure you'll hate my moves on the dance floor, but that is the risk that every man must take.
Carrie and Miranda think Charlotte may have sold Harry short.
Yeah.
And I would tend to agree in this moment.
I agree as well.
He's very charming. And, you know, I do. Carrie says she blew her only chance at having a boyfriend this year. That feels like a little bit much, but Carrie's a little bit much, I suppose. And then she goes in search of cake. Leaving behind Miranda to smell the lilac and...
Carrie loves cake.
It's true.
Carrie is obsessed with cake. Yeah, so Brady's like, get that thing out of my face. Because Miranda's like shoving lilacs in his face.
I don't know if I got that same reaction from the baby. I did. Yeah, she almost leaves a message and doesn't and puts down the lilac. And then there is some baby acting magic. That little baby reaches over and it's a pretty normal reaction for a baby. So we get to Carrie. For the record, I had not noticed this, but Carrie is wearing her Carrie necklace for the first time this entire season.
Oh, I also thought maybe Carrie is pregnant in that dress.
Yeah, so this dress is the only original Pat Field that we will see in this series. That Michael Patrick King had said to Patricia Field, I need to see her standing, full body shot, and we need to not notice that she's pregnant. She can't be pregnant. So this was Patricia Field's answer, was this very billowy, flowy, large dress. You can't really tell that she's pregnant, but you can tell that she's pregnant. Right. And Bobby approaches.
Do you believe this wedding? I remember when we went to these things just for the free food.
I have dinner rolls in my purse.
For the record, this scene was requested by Nathan Lane.
Hmm.
Nathan Lane accepted the role and then said, I think we're just missing a scene. We're missing their moment. There has to be a moment between these two characters. And I agree. I think it's a great moment of, you know, there's my girl whom I love in case you had any money writing on it.
And yeah. I love that because, like, he acknowledges, like, listen, we all know this.
Right.
But, like, I love this person.
There you go.
And that's what I really liked, like, this whole idea of, and I thought this was really forward thinking for Sex and the City because before they've been pretty closed-minded about certain things, you know. And I just like that. I like that, you know, as, like, gender and sexuality is becoming more fluid.
And I will confess to still having mixed feelings about the situation. I don't know that I believe in that whole, if we're still single when I'm 50, we should just get married.
Well, I don't think that's what they're doing, though.
I hope not. And I don't think so either. Everyone makes their own choice, and I hope that they are happy.
You choose your choice.
I choose my choice. So Miranda approaches Samantha, who has a piece of fruit.
Look out.
She's got a piece of fruit and she's not afraid to throw it.
Can we not talk about that?
Okay, but we'll be the only ones here.
I guess I went a little crazy being at Richard's house.
There's a creme brulee not hard enough joke, and Marcus laughs too much. I think this is to tie us back to maybe he just makes her laugh. Maybe Stanford just makes Marcus laugh.
Maybe.
Burger arrives.
I'm not technically crashing. I was having lunch in town today, and for some reason the groom invited me. This
big, big, big wedding in the Hamptons.
That's not very big.
No, not really. And we have a quick cut to Charlotte dancing with Harry and her saying that she thinks that she's falling in love with him. And he says that he's been falling in love since they first met.
But then he reveals
that he's Jewish and he has to marry someone who's Jewish.
Not Episcopalian.
Yeah.
What do we do now?
I don't know. Dance.
So Carrie is keeping very quiet.
You're awful quiet.
And I intend to stay that way.
No, you were fine.
And, you know, he just sort of has that thing of that he had had the moment of not being certain if he was ready for all of this again. And he has a line that very much speaks to my soul.
Maybe we should go on a date before we break up.
100%. I'm sure that I have said this on the podcast before, but I always say, like, my fear is not the bad first date. My fear is the ultimate divorce that right. will ensue. And it's a bad mindset of like you have to think, well, let's just see what happens before I decide it's not going to work out. And we get to Samantha dancing with Miranda and the baby. And that is pretty
yeah.
sweet.
Brady, sort of her- if I was Brady, I would shit on Samantha's face, though. I'd be like, you want to talk about shitty pants? Watch
this.
Go. Yeah.
Some people are settling down. Some people are settling. And some people refuse to settle for anything less than butterflies.
So about this quote, my friend Renee, she got so mad at me when I said I was doing this podcast, because she's like, damn it, Castle, like, why you gotta watch that show? That show's so stupid. All my friends in high school watch that show, and like, what are you gonna do, talk about like settling? And I'm not settling for less than butterflies. And she's like, whenever I talk about the podcaster, she's like, don't settle for less than butterflies, asshole. I make fun of her a lot more than she makes fun of me, though. So it's like, her voice is not that low, but I make it sound that low. Yeah, and maybe we are all in glass houses.
And that is season 5.
All right.
And we'll get a little more into it in our season 5 recap that is in your feed right now.
But I couldn't help but wonder.
I couldn't help but wonder, A, how she thought that was a big, big Hamptons wedding, and why there weren't enough chairs for the 6 people standing in the back.
Maybe she couldn't rent enough chairs because Samantha had rented them all for her party at Richard's.
That might be true. There were literally like 30 people in that audience at the wedding.
Audience.
That is the audience. That is a tiny wedding.
I couldn't help but wonder if Richard had any idea Samantha was there.
That's a good one.
You know, and the Rice Krispie treats. Like, what's that about?
I couldn't help but wonder where the Rice Krispie treats went. All right. Recap.
Recap.
Boom.
Don't do it when you're gonna get through it.
You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. The season 5 recap is available right now. Right.
But there are no small parts, only small actors.
Sure.
Isn't
yes.
that what they used to say?
Yeah.
In high school when you would get a small part?
I never got a small part, so I peaked in high school.
Okay. I always got the small part, but it was like what I wanted.
Yeah. You make it
character
funny.
Work. Except in Footloose, my senior year when I played Rusty.
Oh.
But I was also Golda at 15 in Fiddler on the Roof, so that wasn't a small part. I'm still, he winked at me. I don't like. Sorry. And Mitty might be in a character heel.
Mitty?
What's her name?
Bitsy.
Bitsy. My autocorrect.
Mine all said Betsy, for the record. I had to go back through and be like, wait, what was her name?
Walter Mitty. Isn't that the name of that movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Mitzi Bitsy Spider. Bitsy.
God.
Bitsy.
This could go on forever.
Bitsy, that's her name.
Yes. To be like, I'm going to grab that thing that's near me.
Yeah, they call Daddy.
But it makes for a good moment.
Daddy doesn't answer.
No.
Daddy's not home, Brady. Daddy is never coming back.
Dark.
Sex in the City fan fiction.
And some people are settling down. And some people are setting. Some people are settling down. And some people are setting. I can't say the words.
And shouldn't throw stones. Which, yeah, because who knows, Mike?
I felt very pointed.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know, like, you know.
And now you know.